The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Yesterday, the president addressed AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobby, asking members to give the latest sanctions against Iran a chance to work.
4 years ago, I made a commitment and said that we would use all elements of American power to pressure Iran and prevent it from acquiring a nuclear weapon. And that is what we have done.
The applause is pretty tepid. But as Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will probably point out to the president when they meet today, there was one line the audience absolutely loved. More after this from Charlie. In his speech to the 10,000 delegates at the annual AIPAC convention, President Obama said that no Israeli government can tolerate a nuclear weapon in the hands of Iran. He said a nuclear Iran would also be a threat to the United States, since such a weapon might fall into terrorist hands and potentially show up anywhere. But he got the most applause when he sent this warning to Iran's leaders.
Iran's leaders should understand that I do not have a policy of containment. I have a policy to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
He would not simply seek to contain a nuclear Iran the way we contained a nuclear Soviet Union. He was pledged to make sure Iran didn't build a bomb, period. The applause lasted over 20 seconds for that. But if the crowd was hoping to hear exactly what he would do if Iran was on the verge of building a bomb, he wasn't telling.
Now is not the time for bluster. Now's the time to let our increased pressure sink in. Now's the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly. Carry a big stick.
And they clap for that, too, but with a little less enthusiasm. The audience seemed to think that the Roosevelt approach only works when your opponent is A, scared of your stick, and B, convinced you'll actually use it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.